Welcome to the Face Rocker Podcast number 52 this week. Logan, shut up. This week, Logan is screaming in the background as I'm recording this. He joins us to talk about work jams, the chillest bros we know, and VHS tapes. Our usual Face Rocker madness. For those of you who are not subscribed to us on iTunes, please head on over to iTunes, subscribe to us. And if you like what you hear, give us a rating. It actually helps us out quite a bit. So please subscribe to us, get new episodes delivered to you every single week, download it to your device, whatever it is you listen to it on, and please enjoy this week's podcast. Welcome everybody to yet another Face Rocker podcast. We are joined by the usual gang today. Freddie here.
Matt. And Des Dolly. How's it going?
Of course, Logan on my right.
Yeah, finally Logan back.
Busy jamming pizza down his pie hole.
What's on this pizza?
Pesto.
That one's cheese.
Pesto. Cheese pesto.
There's like a brown meat.
Sausage.
Some manner of sausage. Yeah, okay. Come on, man.
Sausage.
That was all one right. I made up. That was me.
And so it is sausage.
No,
he made
sausage. That pizza.
It was
Benji pesto went off the menu.
Sausage. Wait, oh, pizza. Okay. So what is
the
that?
White pesto sauce. Sausage? No.
Yep.
There's no
it's
tomato.
Like tuna fish.
Okay, can we stop talking about the pizza that you happen to be eating and get onto some more substantive
get
topics?
Get onto something interesting.
I'll tell you something interesting happened today. We learned that Face Off was on Netflix, and we basically spent... Face Off's one of those movies where you start off with one scene, and then 20 scenes later, you've pretty much watched the whole movie.
No, we did. We wanted just to show some people like individual scenes, and we ended up a good hour and a half, and the movie's 2 hours
people,
and 10 minutes.
Were there people here today that had not seen Face
not
Off?
Not a long time.
There were several people who had not seen it. Put it this way. There were several people who had not seen it to the point... there was enough time between the last time they saw it that they couldn't, like Matt, myself, and Joey, quote...
Every
I'm curious.
Movie.
I just want to pose a question for the group. When's the last time, aside from today, that you had all seen Face Off?
4 months ago in theaters.
That's pretty good.
Beverly.
That's
really?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
But
Living Beverly is incredible.
I got you beat.
Okay, let's hear it.
Benji and I watched it last
have
weekend.
Yes.
Benji and I watched Face Off last weekend. No joke. It was his last night in the apartment. We said, we're going to watch Face Off tonight.
Why Face Off of all things?
Because it's Face Off. I don't know.
I've definitely seen it more
movie.
Than a dozen times.
Did you know
times.
That's what you were going to watch, or did you browse Netflix and you happen upon
no,
it?
No. We didn't know.
You had a mission.
We were going to watch WWE. WWE Network.
No.
Not the Batty Chomsky Network. The WWE Network.
Yeah, I can see how you confused
that makes more sense.
Yeah. How is the WWE Network? Are you like
well, maybe
it, or
Benji
what's
should chime in, because pro wrestling isn't exactly my thing anymore, but Benji...
Yeah, get in here, Benji.
It's phenomenal. they have their entire library of content for $9.99 a month, and you get every pay-per-view. Pay-per-views are $60 a pop. Now I get each pay-per-view.
Every month.
Now I get each pay-per-view, including their entire content library.
Like new ones, too?
For $10.
Yep.
Bucks.
So like all those DVDs you have?
WrestleMania, $10 now. You get WrestleMania Live. And it was on my phone. We were on set. We were on set shooting VHS Season 3. And I was so heartbroken because I was going to miss WrestleMania. Nope. WWE app. I watched that shit in the dressing room waiting to shoot. That was the night we shot the prom scene. And we were there late.
That's
so
incredible.
I watched WrestleMania in the back room on my phone. I love it. It's amazing.
Benji has
so
it on
good
all
deal
the time.
Is what you're saying.
Oh, God.
Are you able to watch that
if
now
you,
that you've...
If you loved like wrestling, like it's like your...
Are you
people
able
We watch... should clarify. We're not... Like people
no,
so
no.
think this must yeah. be... That was the most plug.
No, yeah.
That was the hardest
we've
plugged ever.
We don't even plug
our
own
podcast
stuff like that hard.
No, I care
like Benji,
about
where is this fervor when it comes to like getting iTunes subscriptions? By the way, everyone, subscribe to us on iTunes and rate us on iTunes.
Wait,
it's super helpful.
There's a
quick turnaround.
There's a plug.
By the way,
but where is that, Benji? It's just
here. It's right here.
It's WWE.
Maybe if we made more pro wrestling style content, Benji would get more excited.
You're a pro wrestling fan, right, Logan? Your kid or
I
still
was into it. I'm also a stockholder in the WWE company.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yes, you're a shareholder.
Yeah.
Do you go to the...
It's Apple, Tesla, WWE.
That's right. What we call a diverse portfolio.
I
want
to see you go to the board of directors meeting.
Well, I was really miffed because I got it and it dropped horrendously until the WWE Network came out. like went zooming up.
It's zooming up. Now it dropped again.
Yeah. What the heck? What happened?
Okay.
Little WWE inside information.
Real quick.
No, I want to fucking know this.
This is, ladies and gentlemen, this is what a true financial investor sounds like. It's like, then it went up and then went down. What happened? Why did it happen?
Hey, friend, what was the deal with my stock?
Hey, podcast bros, tell me what to do with my money.
This is a long-term investment for my retirement, ostensibly.
No, I guess when the app came out, it was doing incredibly well. It was doing so well, it killed their USA deal. When they went to re-up their contract with USA, USA said, you're killing our deal. Everyone's going to watch off of your app instead of the USA Network. And so they re-upped at a far lesser amount. And ostensibly that day, Vince McMahon lost half of his total wealth.
Wow.
It plummeted by half.
It's okay, though, because TV's dead.
TV's dead. It's going to turn around. Their app is ahead of its time.
That Netflix get in now. HBO and subscription revenue today.
Yep.
Something else just had a big network. It's like FX or Simpsons. Did somebody else do like a WWE Network thing just like this week?
No. I mean, FX is Simpsons. They spent like a shitload of money.
Like,
they
have Simpsons. Is there Simpsons on demand?
Like on-demand app.
24/7, you can get your Simpsons fix.
But yeah.
Just kind of, I mean, is that still a thing?
It's like, Simpsons? Oh, I can get season 7 of the Simpsons. Yeah, it's like,
honestly, I do, like, pretty often.
Really?
Yeah, it's like Frasier, Simpsons.
I'm rewatching it right now.
I don't know how you guys find the time.
That's how I go to sleep.
You're completely baffling to me, because, like, Matt is able to, like, be like, yeah, I just rewatched all of, like, the first season of Gilmore Girls. I'm like, how are you?
Where's
he's asleep for most of it.
I'm asleep for a lot of it. Yeah, well,
so you can't, wait, did you say I'm asleep for a lot of it?
Yeah, I put stuff on, so does Ashley.
That's not fair. You can't say that I rewatched the first all of Scrubs when half the time you're just sleeping, snoring through JD.
I would say, like, 4 episodes. It's air every night, and I stay awake probably for 2 of them and fall asleep tenderly in like the 3rd episode.
That doesn't count though. Or like, do you go back and start with the 3rd one that you fell asleep on?
Yeah, I end up rewatching episodes a lot because I'm like, oh, did I fall asleep during that one? Whatever, I was watching again because I love them all so much.
That's so weird to me. Like, Dez, I know you sleep with the TV.
You would
right?
sleep with stuff. I remember you would, but you sleep with creepy ass horror movies.
I fell asleep to Poltergeist the last 2 nights.
No, but
in a
like
row.
Sometimes you'd have like a DVD menu on, and like I would be editing outside, and then I would just hear from Dez's all night, like 8 hours straight.
Chainsaws and women
just
screaming
like the,
bloody
the
murder.
DVD menu, and then some of them are so cheap. Some of the horror ones are so cheap they only have like a 2-second loop.
It's
you know,
second loop.
That's
so
what Dez likes.
Yeah, it's just like for that, 8 hours.
I've been doing that since I was a child. That is, believe it or not, comforting to me, and that's how I rest
insane.
At night.
Really quickly, there's a lot of stepping on each other. By the way, just FYI, for the last like
we are kind
of
talking all over
last
each 10 other.
Minutes. There's just been tons of stepping on. Just throwing.
We're
out
so
there.
Excited right now, Logan. We just can't
well,
contain
Logan,
ourselves.
Do you fall asleep to stuff too? Right?
No, man. I meditate for like half an hour. And then I go.
Oh, that's right. You always
sleep
had that sleeping
issue. Actually, lately I got the Kindle to push another product that does not sponsor us.
Do you have stock in there?
In Amazon?
Yes.
Actually.
All right.
So, interesting. 5 minutes to go talk about all the different products you have stocks in today.
But yes, I do. I got some Amazon, which was a terrible idea, turns out, because it also just crashed.
Well, Amazon is a company that's always reinvested in itself. It's never a company that posts huge earnings. It's just like slow and steady wins the race. That's kind of their philosophy.
And that's what I'm counting on. But anyways, yeah, I got a Kindle Paperwhite so I can read
before bed.
It's called
a Paperwhite?
The Paperwhite. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's like their new Kindle, but that way I'm not staring at a screen before bed. And I read about plastics, the history of plastics for 15 minutes every night before I pass out to like learning about like urea-phenol and stuff.
What's the name of the book?
History of Plastics, I believe.
it's called Plastics by some guy.
One of these days, by the way, you have to do one of our Audible live reads. I want to hear your book recommendation, like, because they must be the most insane books. Like, currently, I'm reading Plastics, a history of it's a great book. If you're into like polyurethane or different types of plastics, you can learn it all about it.
I remember when you were into that book, Traffic.
Oh, Traffic is actually... Oh,
well, no. Like Ben turns it around. Well, Traffic is pretty good. Yeah,
it's, no, I think I know which book you're talking
it's
about.
Traffic
it's
Patterns,
about,
wasn't it?
Well, it's about... isn't that the one about, like, various...
sounds riveting.
It's the stuff like the lines at Disneyland and stuff. And how,
no,
like,
this is just straight up Traffic. And, like, what if... Like, tell me about Traffic. And it's one of those things where, like, that's what happened. Plastic, I was just like,
I'll tell you what.
I use plastic all the time.
These sound this traffic book and this plastic book you speak of sounds like the perfect thing to put you to sleep at night.
Oh yeah,
you probably can't get through more than a page or two at
exactly.
A time.
I swear to you, I've read this plastic book every night for 2 months, and I think I'm on like page 30. Like,
oh gosh,
it's really interesting for those 10 minutes before I nod off reading about like how somebody like did an extremely long polymer chain that led to nylon.
Yeah. Like, what's the most interesting? Was that the most interesting thing in the book?
No, let me think about that for a while. I'll get back to you. So,
All right, get back. I'm riveted. Must know.
I highly recommend it, though.
You're big into plastics now?
It's probably a pretty interesting book,
I mean, we use plastic everywhere.
Bingo. That's why I was like, I should know about this a little bit.
I should.
I've done the, I've started the turning the TV off before I go to sleep half of the week now. I'm alternating.
Yeah, I tell you,
I'm weaning myself off TV every night.
It's working. Do you want to try, like, doing a challenge where we try to stay go by the sun, so like after sundown no more artificial light. Yeah, it's like we're camping forever.
You waste so much of your life.
We have a lot of work to do.
We'd still like tell stories and whatnot. We're trying to tell stories, but they involve
computers and editing,
and like isn't the invention of almost everything designed to fight against that eternal cycle of dark and light? Isn't like fire, it's ostensibly something to basically keep
rage,
us awake longer.
Rage Against the Night.
Yeah.
What's Rage Against the Night? Is that like a
it's a band.
Like a party?
Yeah, it's a band.
It's a party.
It's a party. That's Logan. Logan, if you were to DJ a party. Oh wait, you can DJ a party. Would you I just want to hear the names that you would come up for your crazy ridiculous parties.
I'll start compiling them. And we'll do it at the end of it.
At the end of the podcast, we're going to have all the things that Logan says he's going to tell us. The most interesting thing with plastic and your DJ party names.
It's going to lead to me being silent for the rest of the podcast. I intensively think to myself about this. Another hit, by the way, on Netflix right now, like my childhood VHS, in addition to Top Gun and Masters of the Universe, American Ninjas on Netflix right now.
I've never seen that.
Is that the kids?
No, you're thinking of Three Ninjas.
Or Surf Ninjas. Excellent ninja movies. With kids.
I only remember them as one movie. I have to watch them again to figure out which part. Oh, obviously, the Surf Ninjas had the surfing scene.
Surf Ninjas had Rob Schneider.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The guy from The Karate Kid.
What is American Ninjas?
So American Ninjas is about like some badass GI who had to join the military because it was either that or Prison Buster. Like that's what the judge said. Either you go into
prison
the
comma,
yeah.
prison comma
prison, yeah. or prison buster.
I was like, prison buster.
It's a guy who busts up prisons.
But he was trained by a Japanese World War II vet who didn't know the war was over, how to be a ninja, and now he has to fight drug cartels in Colombia.
Why was this guy training him if he thought the war wasn't over when he had been his enemy?
I think there's a lot of questions that are answered in American Ninja 2 and American Ninja 3.
Have you watched those?
No.
Are you going to?
I'm thinking about it. Apparently, American Ninja 3 has the Breakin' 2 Electric Boogaloo as the ninja. And Sho Kasugi, who's like the ultimate ninja from the 80s, like in Revenge of the Ninja. And
By the way, I wish that Japan had the similar sort of obsession. Like, could you imagine a movie called Japanese Cowboy? And it's just like about like a Japanese guy who like learned from the Old West, a prospector, to become a true cowboy.
Do you mean like Django by, who's the guy who did Ichi the Killer?
Takashi.
I don't know. But
it's Takashi, yeah.
Takashi Miike did a badass Western movie a few years ago. Remember that? He like did a Django remake before Quentin Tarantino.
Suzaki Western or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't see like Japanese teenagers being like, hey, let's tire. Let's
because ninjas
out.
Are cooler than cowboys.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I don't know about that.
that's quite an un-American thing to say there,
yeah, come on now, Matthew,
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'll take my chaps over a face mask any day. But I'll take both at the same time above either.
Let's do a cowboy. Yeah.
It's like, that would be a good Halloween costume, Logan. Assless chaps and a ninja mask.
A ninja mask.
What are you supposed to be?
And just noonchucks.
What was the best costume that you had at Halloween growing up?
Oh man, my grandma made me a sweet Ninja Turtle, like plush. I was literally like a giant plush Ninja Turtle, so that was pretty badass. Like, how about you?
Wait, what's your
How about you? Let's turn this one around.
We were not into Halloween. We did not have.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Dez.
You didn't participate?
No, I mean, we did.
Because it was the devil's holiday.
Literally, I'd say the biggest, the most time I ever spent on a costume was probably like Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn.
Uh-huh. You were both? Like one of those like left-right ones?
I was both. It was like, yeah, left and right. No, me and my other friend. And I think we actually wore it after Halloween too, and just played Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn for like a good week.
That's an amazingly nerdy make believe,
right? It was, yeah. I don't know what to tell you.
So Dez, like if you were in high school and you saw Matt here,
he would beat me up.
This was like you were like
in high school. I wasn't in high school running around the neighborhood pretending to be Tom Sawyer after Halloween.
I kind of like think that you were. That's pretty cool.
I must have misunderstood.
This was like second grade or third grade.
I want to ask you, what did you do on Halloween night?
What do you mean? We went trick or treating.
Oh, you did. You just said we didn't celebrate Halloween.
Like, I wouldn't care about my
costume. So you would go trick or treating.
I literally don't remember any of my costumes. I remember one year. I think I finally bought an alien mask.
That's bullshit. Wait, you just told us.
That's the one I remember, and I only wore that one year. I don't remember any of the other years.
So you just walk around just yourself.
I had something,
like, give me some
a ghost
candy.
Or some bullshit.
A ghost. You
minimum effort just to get the candy.
You would get the shit kicked out of you in my neighborhood.
Dude, probably.
Matt get this jerk with a pillowcase.
Matt here, min maxing Halloween as hard as he can.
No, I would go out for like 20 minutes, and then like I was like, whatever.
I went all out.
Dez, what did you?
My favorite costume, and I can bring in pictures and show you guys.
Yeah, I'm sure they're awesome.
I went all out, but after Terminator 2 came out, I went as Battle Damage T-800 Arnold Schwarzenegger from the end of the film.
Whoa!
And found a makeup kit, and my dad and I spent like 6 hours removing, you know, like half of my face, and I had the glowing eye with the endoskeleton underneath, and I had the leather jacket and the jeans and
I got
my hair cut and no one knew what the hell it was.
Well, was it because it was poorly applied?
The old ladies on my street said, "Ooh, spooky eye, kid," and I was just pissed all night because no one knew. My costume was pitch perfect and no one recognized it.
I'll tell you, hat and a straw, and it was like, "You're Tom Sawyer." They knew right away. See,
so I can tell you my nerdiest costume. Tell you my nerdiest one, which was me being this is rough, you guys.
Okay, let's hear it.
This is I got really into Magic the Gathering.
Oh man.
And I went as a goblin from a foot like a
Matt still wants to know if you still play.
Oh yeah, I totally play you, dude. I want to play Netrunner with you.
Oh, that's
but I was a goblin from a piece of art on a Magic the Gathering.
Which
card
do you remember?
No, but it was a goblin. It was on one of the what was the magazine for Magic the Gathering?
Inquest.
Yeah.
Freddy's
House. Oh, whoa.
Yeah, it was totally on the cover of
Inquest. Because a friend of ours, her older brother was the guy who wrote all the Q&A, like, ask a question about Magic rules. He was one of the tournament judges for Magic for a while. And I remember talking to him being like, so how many questions do you get? He's like, oh, I just make them up every month. Like, really? He's like, yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know. People send them in.
Freddy was crestfallen. But the real killer was nobody else in my class played Magic, and I, like, forgot my mask at home, so I was just dressed like a little, like, wooden, like, elf nymph with, like, little bells on the end of my shirt. And everyone's like, were you supposed to be, like, Peter Pan? And I was just, that was rough.
You start crying.
I feel like if they thought you were Peter Pan, the mask wouldn't have helped too much.
It was just a poor choice to go as Magic. Never go as a Magic card. Kids,
did you say you're a Magic card, or did you just
did you ever tell these people about that time you modified a Teddy Ruxpin to freak out your brother?
I'm sure I've told that story. Yeah.
I don't know that.
I don't think so.
Well, just because that's like when I think of Halloween and makeup effects, I always like to tell the story about Dez freaking out his brothers with Teddy Ruxpin.
What's Teddy Ruxpin?
You don't remember Teddy Ruxpin? It was a storytelling like animatronic bear doll.
The bear in Toy Story 3 is kind of like basic.
Yeah, yeah, you put cassette tape in and it somehow was cued to the tape, so it would talk, tell you a story to go to sleep at night. I like removed its fur and I made a mold of my brother's face and then cast that in latex and then attached it to Teddy Ruxpin. So I had this really messed up like Cenobite looking puppet creature that kind of looked like a person that would tell these bedtime stories.
Whoa.
I don't know. I do a lot of messed up stuff.
Maybe you just made this up, but did you hide it in the closet and slowly reveal it to him after he went to sleep?
That was with a different doll.
Okay.
We had the My Buddy doll, which looked like Chucky.
Yeah.
Charles Play doll was based off of him. We would prop that up on a chair, you know, fish hooks and stuff. Or not fish hooks, but like little eye hooks in the ceiling would kite string and stuff like that.
No
we'd
way.
Slowly pull the door open and then the doll would dance and Alex and Benji would scream. Yeah.
Well,
I tormented these poor guys.
That's great? Well, could you imagine being like, all right, we're making the My Buddy doll and everyone's like, this is great. The kids are going to love this. And then a horror movie comes out based on your thing. God damn it. You'd be so annoyed.
Oh, well, we slightly modified it. It's not your doll exactly.
Could you imagine putting that kind of effort and love into a product for children only to have it corrupted by Hollywood?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I have a question. So we were coming up with subjects before the podcast,
yeah.
And one of them just said Future Wiki.
Oh,
Future
Wiki.
Well, this is obsessed with this.
Oh, I'm not obsessed with this. I just think it's an interesting thought experiment, and we've already talked about it a little bit today, Matt. So I'm sorry that we have to talk about things on the podcast that you've covered at some point during the day. So the idea is like, okay, you have 2 minutes, and you on a computer terminal, and you're on Wikipedia, but it's Wikipedia 50 years in the future. What do you search for?
Lotto numbers.
One search.
First of all, back up. I don't think Wikipedia has like lotto numbers.
Benji, comptroller.
Comptroller.
Could you check Wikipedia to see if they have California lottery numbers?
Wikipedia?
Yep. Yes.
My answer, because obviously everybody's first thought is how to get money.
How to get money.
See, even if it's the future, I still feel like the moment I went to the future and came back, I'd be afraid of some sort of butterfly effect changing everything I just learned, like stocks or whatever. So my thought was, and Frank and I had this on the same thing, which is just natural disasters, because you can still find a way to make money out of knowing all the big volcanoes and earthquakes.
Like,
but you can also become like a god, yeah. Like sitting in the ocean in a sphere, just like claiming when natural disasters would happen, and within like two or three. People start listening.
Of course, ocean sphere.
Your ocean sphere.
Yeah. Well, you get that.
You pick the ocean sphere.
Wait, Matt's sitting in his man-sized hamster ball,
see,
just
in, like,
shouting 10 at
conversations
volcanoes.
Into this, because I've had this talk experiment 10 times, so I'm at the point where I'm in an ocean sphere, claiming natural disasters are going to occur,
and I get consulting all the nation's governments.
Yeah. Asking for donations, you know.
Yeah, they're not Wikipedia, you moron.
So
you
wait, that in like 20 seconds. It's not
and then what? So then what?
So another one. You get one search. It can't be natural disasters.
I probably search for myself because of...
Yeah,
a lot of people go for yourself. But here's the thing about natural disasters,
what happened if you didn't show up? Would you be
Los Angeles. Then I type Los Angeles. Yeah, Los Angeles.
Or what if it had your death on there? Would you read that paragraph?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah?
You'd want to know how you die?
Yeah.
Would you think you could change it?
No. I think that's one of those things where you'd actually like... try to make it happen really hard. It's kind of like in Red October where they drive towards the torpedo.
But then they don't blow up.
Exactly. It's like, I'm gonna slam into death so hard it bounces right off my hull.
I'm just gonna embrace it. Embrace death, bro! Embrace
it! Come on! Hit me! And that's like, dude, that fucker's crazy.
How about you, Dez?
Yeah, I definitely check myself. Definitely try to sports scores or something you could make money off of.
Yeah, Super Bowl, right?
Well, the thing is about the thing, a Super Bowl I can see just because that's like a more discreet thing. But here's the problem though, right? It's like butterfly effect. Let's say.
Oh, but it's the future. You haven't. Fuck it. Like, who gives a shit about it?
I know, but I don't know, but you
can't make money off of this butterfly effect.
Here's the thing though. Is your butterfly effect. I mean, if you're just looking at a wiki for 2 minutes, how are you affecting
when you come back into this world. And then you start throwing money.
Let's
down
say you
on
do sports.
Games,
let's say you do the sports right? wins. Like if you got greedy and just like got $400 million from like one, like
you just
thing
start doing
from,
that. Pretty soon, I bet
that
you
might actually change
someone will
the
hear,
future right, across
so like,
the board.
You just made $500 million. Who cares?
Also,
you could be a god
in the sea with an orb.
No, here's what I'm saying. Here's what I'm saying. Right, you put down like $50,000. You put down $10 million on a game.
Yeah.
Now some player hears, some guy in California put $10 million in the game.
Not even
it screws
it.
Up his thing.
No,
now
right.
he doesn't win the game. Now you just lost $10 million.
Wait,
whereas
guys,
natural disasters won't change.
Guys, who gives a shit? Like, the butterfly effect is bad if you're going in the past and it affects your present.
Right.
I don't give a hoot about those people in the future changing.
No, but the point is
flux.
That if your plan is to make money from the future and it's all like sports, like...
You just do it once.
It might even change before, but it might even... There's a chance it could change even when you just...
Just the act of betting now. You go into a bookie thing, and the bookie's like, wow, this guy's putting a lot of money down this. He lets his friend know who lets his friend know, and all of a sudden, the player misses a free throw, and it's over.
How much money do you think I have? Like, you know, I'm like...
So you just do it once.
Well, you can't put that $10 million on
like all my money.
You make a few $1,000.
What you want to do is you'd want to find, like, the Germany game.
Sure,
because the guy in the Germany game bet $20 and made like $45,000.
That's fair.
Wow. So like you'd want to find like something you could put $1,000 on.
Biggest, oh, I don't know.
That's
my
actually,
I got like
$37. That's actually good.
You could make like $40,000.
I mean, good
trip to the future. Good trip to the future. Make $40,000.
Here's what you do. Biggest sports upsets in the 21st
century. I like that Freddie's trying to find consensus. Is like, guys, we all should have the same plan.
Whenever there's a thought experiment, Freddie, one gets really upset if you try to think about it. He's like,
no.
The point of the thought experiment, like, okay, well, I'm trying to answer your thought experiment.
I do not.
And then he does this. He tries to create a consensus.
Can we just all agree that the best thing to do for Future Wookiee is sports upsets followed by natural disasters? Yes, that's a great plan.
Hey guys, how's it going? Jimmy Wong, aka Ted from VGHS here, telling you to check out shop.rocketjump.com. We've got brand new merchandise like iPhone cases and iPad decals to shirts, Blu-rays, and posters, including brand new Season 2 designs from our friends at Danger Brain. There's also the incredibly popular VGHS hoodie, and some of our older shirts are on sale for a great price. So make sure you check it out right after this podcast at shop.rocketjump.com. Thanks so much, guys.
So one thing I wanted to talk about was, who's the chillest bros you guys know?
The chillest bros?
Wait, what?
That was in your topic. You just that went was, chill bros.
So just so people at home understand what's going on here, we texted everybody. This is the
Do you want to just give
text.
The whole list I'll and have people text. Vote?
Yeah, that would people be disappointed if we don't talk about some things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but,
by the way, it's about Matt, an hour Matt before text, the podcast. Matt text.
Cool, let's have some topics. Benji, I think we should have a rehash of today's epic face-off debate.
And I already did that. And that's I texted.
What
topic.
Was the debate? Because there,
we have people
to...
here who thought right. face-off was not a good movie.
Me and Will got into like a huge. I felt like a 60-year-old professor. Me and Will were having a big lecture on pop movies and entertainment flicks being as important as like serious art house flicks. Because John was like, "The movie's so stupid. It's just a stupid movie. The movie is stupid, and the premise is stupid.
Wrong. Incorrect.
And it's not a well-made movie." And I was like, "Dude, man, I'm tired. Like, what you just saw." Straight cinema, better than a lot of the biggest Oscar movies you saw this year in terms of just like straight filmmaking. But anyways, do you like Face Off?
So Logan says
there was one time, really quickly.
Oh God.
There's one time, the first time I ever went on a cruise ship to Alaska.
Okay.
I didn't realize all you do is like eat and sleep.
Yes, that is basically. Yep.
And then, well, and our parents gave us Dramamine because they were afraid. So really, I was just
sleeping.
So we were just doped out of our minds, like sleeping for 20 hours a day. And I remember whenever we woke up, we turned on the television, and all they did was play a Parenthood of Steve Martin and Face Off over and over again.
That's
so I saw
awesome.
Face Off probably 15 to 20 times.
It's always entertaining, right?
Oh, yeah. No,
it's
great.
It's a great movie.
So Logan,
there's no debate here. We all love Face Off.
Logan texts VHS Work Jams with a Z and the chillest bros, capital B, you know.
And then we also had Future. And we also had...
I was wondering if that would get Desmond.
Just trolling. Just
and then, well, before that was Future Wiki, Ebola, which I tell you we're going to talk about Ebola on here. And then Benji just wrote Holler, and then I wrote Twitch copyright, but it didn't send correctly. So then Logan said, Matt tried to send an MS message and it failed. F that shit. And it was running 15 minutes late. So that was the entirety of the podcast.
That was our
what do you mean, why do you want to ask about the chillest bros you know? You clearly have an answer to
this. I'm going to go get a drink.
I just actually really like how that sounds.
I just want to say it multiple times here.
You just wanted to say it. You didn't
chillest
really want to talk
bros
about it.
You know. But yeah, so, like, who's the chillest bro you guys know?
You might be the chillest bro I know, Logan.
Do you really mean that, man?
I do.
That's pretty awesome.
I don't know any bros, and you're pretty chill. So I think you probably win.
What's your definition of chill in this case?
I don't know.
That sounds like a good shirt, by the way.
Chill.
This is
I'm
like,
sure nobody's made that shirt. Hey, Benji, check if anybody's made a shirt with the words chill and bro on it.
Chill. That's not what I said, Matt.
Chillest bro. Kind of like a world's greatest dad or like number one honor student.
You know.
If I could get a chillest bro bumper sticker, like my kids
the chillest bro. Because if nobody does have that yet, we are censoring this out of the podcast and then and making that shirt.
There aren't any. We can make the chillest bro.
So this is all going to be beeping.
Chillest bro.
Who's the chillest bro? We're like, I'm with chillest bro.
I like.
No, it just says the chillest bro.
Or arrow
you
chillest
know.
Bro I know.
I think chillest bro you know. And if it could, if this is this I assume a black and white silk screen shirt.
Yeah.
I suggest
Give it simple.
Lightly defining the abs.
Ooh,
I like it.
Just a little bit of grayscale abs, kind of like a shimmer.
Like,
whoa,
slight just a light shimmer. Abs and glitter.
I want to hear you pitch that to the t-shirt designer.
Ab
a slight ab shimmer. What does that cost? What is that?
They're like, oh, that shimmer.
Oh, you mean item 4708? Ab shimmer.
But yeah, like, you know, kind of like those shirts where it's like, where you wear it and it's like a tuxedo or a bikini on the t-shirt.
Yeah.
I would love just
you
like
wear a
light...
shirt that's a bikini?
Dude, we can make a baseball tee of these.
Baseball tee?
Let's do it.
Are you just making a Cafe Press shirt right now?
Chillest bro, you know.
CafePress.com.
Tell us out there if you want a chillest bro you know
shirt.
No, we're
going to be up for sale by the time this podcast is done. So let's plug it right now. www.rocketjump.com/store. Go to the chillest bro you know shirts. It'll be on sale for $9.99 for the next week.
Can I get one for free?
Logan gets one for free.
Your mouth is running checks.
Yeah, we have to email our merch
manager. Benji is right now going to email our merch manager, and we're going to see what we can do with
these. Successful t-shirt.
Chillest bro, you know.
If especially like, if it was the Andrew WK party prints where it just took up the whole front, yeah. I think you'd get a new market, quite honestly. Yeah.
Let's do it.
If it was like a wraparound, it's like Chillest Bro,
the guys
you
sold me. VGHS.
Let's put it up for pre-order.
Bro, you know,
let's put it up for pre-order, and then we don't make them unless we get
so many
if
sales.
If 1,000 of you buy this shirt, we will
how
make this shirt.
I don't know that if it was a Kickstarter, just a shitty Kickstarter, Chillest Bro, you know.
Chillest Bro, you know.
Who's your Chillest Bro?
I've been thinking about it.
Clearly.
Well, you know, like, there is a certain... Because a lot of people really freak out pretty hard, right? Mm-hmm. You know? Like, yeah. Especially people in the entertainment
that's
industry.
That's a good generalization, yeah.
Hey, bro. Some people freak out.
You know, like, a lot of people freak out really hard.
I love when people start sentences with just a generalization that you don't have a chance to disagree with, and they keep talking. Like, you know, a lot of people freak out, and they just keep it like, okay,
do you disagree with
sure.
that, Matt? Are you going to go ahead and disagree with the premise?
No, that's probably fair to a degree, but go ahead.
And a lot of people are like,
see where this is going.
You're like, yeah. Oh, I'm so busy, or like, oh, like, thing I've got to run around all the time.
If you consider that freaking out, then you're right, everybody freaks out. Yeah.
But then, every once in a while, you have it upon somebody who's just like, a calming force.
Yeah.
Right? They don't even need to be like an incredibly like intelligent or inspiring person. Yeah. Just sometimes it's like they look at you and like, all right.
Yeah. Chill. Well, in which case I would say that you're most definitely not a calming force.
Yeah, maybe chill,
no, absolutely not. So like that's but it's a great thing to aspire to is to just like, hey man.
You chill.
Chill. Mm-hmm. Chill, like aspire to be.
You know, Nate, you have to the film school is pretty chill.
He's really chill.
He's been here for quite a while. I almost barely knows him because every time he's like, "Hey, man, what's up?" And that's it. It's like, "Oh, Nate's a cool guy."
And I think the most challenging part about becoming a super chill bro is I don't think you can try to be a chill bro, right?
Well, that would be chill, right?
It's like seeing the blind spot in the center of your eye.
It's like trying to be cool.
It's only when you relax your vision that you see.
It's like one of those magic eye paintings.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just have to become.
Have you been
the
thinking about this
bro.
Because now that you've been meditating, is this like what you're? Is that enlightenment, or is this what you're
this
trying
is like
to achieve?
Nirvana, like Nirvana like, for Logan is just like slowly like, hey Logan, maybe you should think about being a chill bro.
Is that the voice in my head?
Yeah, that's the voice of the all-knowing Buddhist consciousness, the Eightfold Path, or what have you.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's just I feel like I've been encountering a lot of the extremes of like the super freak out people, and then a lot of the like the super chill bros who are like, yeah, I lost my wallet. But I think I'll find it again soon. Oh, here it is.
So they're just high.
And you're like, yeah. No, they're not high. So yeah, like, what can we do to become chiller bros? I think that's a big thing to aspire to. And
drugs, apparently.
More drugs?
I think that's a cynical answer.
You think so?
Yeah.
Dude, that's why you would never be a chill bro, Des.
Change comes from within, Des.
I don't. Yeah. Within. It wouldn't work on me.
Drugs or chilling?
I guess both.
And then, so one of the other things, work jam. So I've been, this is actually prompted by you, Des.
Yes.
You showed me, is it Kaczynski, Kravinsky, Viscanzi?
Oh, Kavinsky.
Yeah, yeah. So, DJ. Des, we were driving back up from Comic-Con, and Des exposed me to a music artist on Spotify called
Kavinsky.
Kavinsky.
Mm-hmm. He was on the Drive soundtrack. Was the first time I heard Kavinsky.
Which is why I'm surprised that you aren't familiar with him by this point, because
he's totally right up
kind of
Logan's
has,
alley.
And also, he had a hot minute two years ago.
Yeah.
No, I didn't pick up on that. But okay. Right. But to become late. To your point, like some of my favorite work jams.
They're great work jams.
So I was thought I'd ask, what are some other great work jams, you guys? Like, what are some of your favorite work jams?
Our old boss, Rob, introduced me to like probably one of my top 10 favorite work jam now, which is Terry Riley, the Rainbow and Curved Air, which is just that like
It's like battles. It's like the math rocker, like Silver Apples. Remember Silver Apples?
I do. But like it was Rob's thinking music, and it was just like the synthesizer.
So in case we haven't mentioned it, in fact, I'm pretty sure Rob was on To the Future.
Oh yeah,
he was. As a writer, but he was our boss who would just take off his shoes, so like the whole office would smell like socks.
Oh.
And it was right, it shared a wall with the head of the entire floor/division, and he would just blare like crazy math rock, like battles, like and like synthesizers and like chants.
Yeah,
and
anyway, Terry Riley, Rainbow and Curved Air.
What about you, Matt?
Top 10 work jam.
Are you more of a? You're kind of like a movie guy. You probably you're gonna say like Buster Keaton.
The Buster Keaton music.
I love how you said that.
Buster Keaton music.
Buster Keaton.
Nah, I do listen to a lot. Of movie stuff.
So Matt hit me up with some hilarious music stuff the other day. Because again, like Matt consumes music
like clown music. Well,
no,
this Calliope is off the hook.
No, I love Matt, Hans Zimmer.
No, Matt consumes music in a way that is that no other human being does, which is he picks a thing and then just consumes all of it in one go and then just reports back on that finding.
Reports so back. He goes like, right, no one else does that.
Not
how unusual.
No. Like the way Matt does it is, I think, unusual. So we're sitting there, Matt's like, hey Freddie, what do you think about Aesop Rock? I'm like, Aesop Rock's this is out of nowhere. Aesop Rock's pretty cool. He's got, you know, good heady, like, you know, lyricism.
What's Aesop Rock? Is that like
he's a rapper.
Rapper.
So I was like, he's got good lyrics.
Like one of the specials from Schoolhouse Rock.
And then Matt Quiley goes, oh, okay, I like him. I listened to 4 albums yesterday. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, how do you...
He's good, I like him. Yeah,
I liked him. I have to obsess. I kind of am OCD with that stuff. Like, even though it doesn't make sense, like, if I'm like, I'm gonna try this guy out. Like, if someone's like, oh, here's a good album, I'll like, okay, time to, oh, wait, he's done 7 albums. So I gotta listen to 7 albums before I get to that album, because I have to hear the whole, like,
you gotta hear the
discography of it, yeah.
I'm trying to think, who's that new guy? Let me look him up real quick.
Danny. But you don't have like a fallback Matt.
Danny Brown, that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I like a lot of like strong
rhythmic soundtrack.
Speed Racer, like, you know, like Last Mohicans, Hans, like Crimson Tide, like fast-paced, like...
I got a question about that. Do you ever worry that like will affect the flavor of your? Because I assume you're writing when you're listening.
No,
to this, right?
I see when I do, because I can't really listen to stuff when I work. I only listen to stuff if I'm doing like mindless work, like it's like spreadsheets and
okay.
shit. When I write, I don't have any music.
Interesting.
Yeah, or if I'm editing, obviously, because then you're listening to the sound of the edit. I couldn't study with music. I can't. Yeah, I don't. Music's mostly for driving or
not even instrumental stuff, huh?
No.
Not even just like Peruvian pan flutes, something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, well, no. Just only pan flutes.
Or what about, have you ever tried just like environmentals, like oceans or like
I've
jungles?
Never tried that.
No.
That might be, you should try that out, man.
Maybe I'll try it out.
There's like entire websites dedicated to just playing like loops from coffee shops. And
or
stuff.
Binaural
well, so
beats.
I don't, but that's the thing is I don't find myself locked up in a,
here,
in an office.
Is this thing in stereo? We could probably like get
no,
one going
no.
right
we're not going to do binaural beats with our mouths. That's
oh, Charlie is crying over there.
But, no, because it's the other thing is I don't write or usually do work just confined in an office. Like, that's why I go out and...
Yeah, Matt's a free roamer, free thinker.
Well, I do. I get cabin fever quickly, so I'll be at coffee shops. Or Matt, I'll find myself in parks. Like, I'll go up to parks.
Matt, I'll drop, find right? myself, like, yeah. black out.
No.
You come to.
Dude.
Whoa!
A little bit. Like,
I'm in a park.
There's times where I'm like driving, like, oh, I'm on the Angeles Crest now. All right. Like,
yeah.
Like, just
to be
ending
fair,
my day driving.
Two things that are supposed to inspire creativity is going to new locations
yep.
and also listening to new types of music. Like, if you listen to the same thing all the time, it actually lowers your level of creativity.
Is that right?
However you define that metric.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Define creative trons.
So what about you? Just that one, Aesop, not Aesop Rock.
Aesop
that was
Rock.
No, that's not. That's
what
totally not Rock Jam.
Have you listened to
I'm looking
Boy
at
Q,
you, Freddie.
By the way,
no.
Rainbow and Curve.
Schoolboy. That's right, really your only suggestion. Is some crazy hippie.
No,
beliefs,
like
or are you
one.
Embarrassed
He's
about your
guy.
Other stuff?
It's no, great. I will listen to a lot of post rock. Actually, is good work music for me. So Hammock, Stars of the Lid,
Explosions in the Sky.
Explosions in the Sky, I guess.
Explosions in the Sky is good stuff.
But post rock, you know, the ambient, electronic sort of ambient side of things. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
There you go.
What other subjects we got left
some
there?
Some cool suggestions for you
I
want
to hear about VHS and why you decided to just randomly...
VHS.
Yeah, you just wrote VHS.
Honestly, we kind of hit a little bit with American Ninja, which was one of my main VHSs growing up, and I was going to ask...
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you have, like, a VHS...
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
your VHS that you, like, rocked the hardest, or Laserdisc,
yes.
probably for Matt.
The first X-Files movie. No, I didn't have Laserdisc. First X-Files movie. There was a time where I was a huge X-Files fan, and I wanted to be... Fox
that's
Mulder.
Kind of, that's kind of late in the game, though. Like, you didn't have, like, a 5-year-old, like, VHS?
Ninja
like,
Turtles. But the X-Files one, I definitely... There was a time where I was like, I'm going to watch this movie every day. Until I die.
Until you
and
become
I did for
Fox
about four,
Mulder.
I swear, for 4 months, every day after school, I'd put it on, no matter what was going on. It got to the point where, like, I just stopped. It just became a habit. I was like, well, I don't want to watch this, but it has to be on, technically. Mm-hmm. So I'll do
so yeah, the fight,
literally, it's like a slave to myself.
So
yeah,
what was it, though?
Huh?
What was it about it? That,
I don't know.
Like,
I just really liked X-Files at that point. It was, like, cool... And it was like one of the first widescreen VHSs they had. Mm. And I was getting to movies. It just felt really cool. Mm. I don't know. I got obsessive about it. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, though.
That was
the live action Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movies.
We watched that one a lot.
What, Benji?
Oh,
man. Billy Benji's back here making a Chillest Bro You Know shirt.
What do you think of that font?
To love it.
This one has like a metal feel.
It's not really chill.
Chill enough. No, that's very not
yeah,
chill.
Yeah, it's chill. Come back to us when it's done.
Okay.
Well, Logan, didn't you watch like Top Gun every day for years?
Oh, Top Gun would be the other one. Top Gun and Ninja Top Turtles. Good.
Oh, yeah. Teenage yeah, no, Ninja like Ninja Turtles, yeah. I had a, they ripped it off of like local channel, like probably like WB mm-hmm. in the time.
Oh, mm-hmm. man.
And yeah, I watched yeah. it every day from like age 3 to age 8.
Yeah,
that and Masters of the Universe.
Masters of yeah. the Universe.
Well, the thing yeah. that was incredible
and Lady in the Tramp.
Is that you've watched some movies so many times that when I was living with you, I remember one time Roadhouse was on, and you were in the other room, and it wasn't like loud at all, so you could through the wall you would have heard.
He's talking about you, but he's looking at me. Yeah. So
weird. Well, because
out.
The mic is here. So
like, you were listening to Roadhouse.
So I remember sitting there watching Roadhouse, and then Logan walks out of his room and is in like complete lockstep with the movie. Like he's just like reciting a line from his room, and then like walks out and recites it in time with Patrick Swayze because he just like he knew exactly where it was in the movie and just continued to just walk in and just like
only from the bass frequencies. It's kind of like when Neo fights Agent Smith at the end of Matrix, like blocking everything. Every punch. Uh-huh. Like, that's how impressive it was to Freddy.
It was. But you watched Top Gun, like, every day, right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's...
It's a great movie.
But it sounds like Matt did, too.
Yeah.
Do you want to do, like, a Top Gun high five to finish this off?
Sure, we will.
At the end? I look forward to it.
All right. Yeah, me, too. That's we've already
what's the last, though. See, I don't know. What's the last moment between Maverick and Iceman? Do you remember the dialogue?
Oh, yeah. No,
you can be my wingman anytime.
And then, yeah. And they're like really close. Yeah,
no, but it was right before.
Could you guys do that? Would you guys do that? I want you guys to do the speech where he goes like, "You're dangerous," and he does the teeth thing. I want you guys to
love
do
the
it.
Teeth thing.
Logan, Matt, go play Tom Cruise.
It sounds like this is like Freddy on like a velvet chair with like two prostitutes.
I just
now I want you
now I want
get close and snap your teeth at him. And
yes.
Like, what's going on here?
I want you to recreate.
Creepy grapes.
This is vaguely like the slash fiction that kid wrote.
Now this is gonna happen.
So now that you guys are when we first started this, VGHS wasn't out yet, right?
Like, When we first started?
Very
well, this is a podcast.
No, yeah, it would have been Face Rocker. It was still Face Rocker.
Well, in the very beginning, you were working on that Marvel game that never came out.
So, yeah, it was definitely before VGHS.
So, I want, like, now that you guys are a little more well-known.
No,
especially you, Matt. do you guys get more slash fiction these days?
I've gone from zero to zero. I think my height was still back in the day with you.
That was a really weird one.
That was pretty early, too.
I would love for anyone who's listening to write me some slash fiction, because I'm feeling pretty left out over here.
Slash with who, though?
Yeah, I don't care.
You gotta choose, though.
Benji.
I gotta choose?
Because Benji would get uncomfortable. Yes, please write a slash fiction of Benji and Dez.
And Charles Barkley.
Brothers.
Charles Barkley, too.
Don't worry about it. You'll find out about it soon.
Google it, Benji.
No, don't. Google it, happen. Just wait a week.
Actually, can you Google slash fiction rocket jump and see? Or sorry, slash fiction video game high school. There must be some for video game high school.
I don't want to know. Slash fiction. Here we go.
We talked about 50 Shades of Grey. Have you guys seen the trailer yet, by the way?
Yeah, with that exclusive Beyonce track.
Is it really?
That's why it was big.
All the girlfriends, you know, my brothers and Jamie's and mine have already convinced us all that we have. Well,
really?
We all have to go opening night. All the girlfriends have to go see.
Awkward.
Why wouldn't you want to go see that with your girlfriend?
They want to go. The girls want to go.
Yeah, but why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't I?
Yeah.
I'm not saying I don't
want to
go.
You would have to mess up big time for something not good to happen after going to see 50
Shades. I'm not saying I don't want to go.
I have a question, though.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day? Is that when it comes out?
Yeah.
Wait, seriously?
What's the name of the main guy in it?
I don't know.
No. The actor?
Actor.
Christian. It's Christian Grey.
Yeah.
Christian. If they insist on calling you Mr. Grey or Christian afterwards for a little while, would you be okay with that?
I haven't read 50 Shades, and I don't know much about it, so I don't know how I feel about that. It's a good
Benji read.
Benji's like, oh, I've read it. I've read the whole.
How do you not know what slash fiction is?
I have no idea.
Because I believe. That's very interesting. I'm pretty sure. Maybe Benji can fact check us that the 50 Shades of Grey author got her start as a
slash fiction writer.
Yeah, fan fiction.
Oh.
What?
Benji's just figured out what slash fiction is.
Too late.
Benji doesn't like slash fiction.
We already put it out.
Now.
But 50 Shades, she was a slash fiction for Twilight.
It was.
Yeah,
in fact, 50 Shades of Grey was a Twilight
slash. That's why it's very similar to Twilight.
And Twilight is written by a slash fiction author of another series.
Really?
Is that right?
Copies of a copy.
Simulacra and simulation, baby.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Butterfly flaps its wings.
My head is just exploding right now with knowledge.
So you're saying that the path to like novelhood...
So can I do a slash fiction of 50 Shades of Grey?
You should.
And then convert it to something else entirely?
I do that, and when I'm done, it's like Tale of Two Cities somehow. I'm like, what?
This is like literally exactly like word for word.
That'll be a movie in 4 years.
Tale of Two Cities?
No, well, you're slash fiction.
Oh, why slash fiction?
Yeah.
We never wrote our 10-word horror stories, by the way.
We got October right around the corner. Maybe
that's a good way to end a podcast. We should do a 10-word war story.
War story?
War.
Okay.
I was thinking you were going to say 10-word slash fiction.
Oh, let's do that.
Yeah.
All right. Is that where it closes out?
Are we going to do another shitty exclusive corpse?
All right, well, I'll start.
You're already stuck with... Yeah, Matt and Dez and Freddie got on each other. How old are we at?
It'll be.
It was great. How about, am I close? Was that 10?
That was pretty close, actually.
Benji.
Benji.
You can't just do two.
Or Benji.
No, you gotta start. This is the 10
word. Okay, all right. So you're on. You said Benji, then Lois said Benji.
No. It's Dez would be the next person for the next
you're
word.
You're going, okay.
Benji.
Got.
A.
Thick.
Dude, he hit you with that adjective right before your word. You have no choice but to have a noun there.
Dick.
Oh. Come on, that's blue. That's
blue. You said thick. What do you do after thick?
Stash. Thick stash. Come on, keep it clean, man. Keep it clean.
Stash. Sandwich. Okay.
Wait.
Sandwich.
Hold on.
No,
hold on.
Let's go.
When was the last time you went to Quiznos and you went, "Damn, this sandwich is thick." Sir, I will take one of your thickest.
I blame this on Freddy because
your thickest sandwich.
Benji, you said God did not make it like you and him. So Benji got Dez. That way we could have done the story instead.
Too late.
Yeah.
You can still bring it in, but
sandwich.
I liked mustache better.
Mustache.
All right, so
it's
Benji. No, I said dick. That's how this game works. I don't care how creative it was. It was dick. Look. I cross the threshold. I take the responsibility for it.
Just so you guys know, this is exactly how the writer's room works.
Exactly. Yeah.
Every episode begins one word like this.
Benji got a thick dick.
Wow.
From
Dez's
favorite
uncle.
Oh my gosh.
Oh god.
You're serving them up. I'm just swinging.
This is terrible. This ain't right.
This ain't right.
This is not right.
And.
Wait. Are we even at 10? Are we at 10?
And. Uncle.
Uncle and.
Uncle and.
That's his name. Can we at least change his name to Rand?
Here we go, here we go.
Like Uncle Rand.
We're still going. We're still going until this sentence naturally completes.
No.
And Dez.
Was okay with it. Period. Can you stick a fork in this? Is it done? All
right. Top Gun high five and close this out.
All right, here we go. All right,
let's do it.
We're not going to stay on the table like they... Wait, when you guys didn't put a poser ball on top of that ape, did you?
No, we didn't.
All right. Come here, Chuck.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Well, Top Gun 5.
Who knows what they're doing?
Anyone who's just listening, we got Logan and Matt. They're standing up. We're clearing the place out. Benji's reframing the cameras because we're going for an epic Top Gun 5 right now.
Oh, gosh. Watch us just cut it right now. And it's done. Hear that? The theme music is
done.
Woo!
That was good. Let's do it again. All the way back.
No, we're good. Don't
change it.
Thanks everybody for listening. Thank you, Benji, podcast producer, Alex Point Blue Studios, for recording and mixing this beast, and we will see you guys next time.
Thanks, Benji's uncle.
Thank you.
Oh.